theme today is inspirational quotes. You should always approach inspirational quotes with weariness, with a question in mind, because I fear a lot of them, I mean, especially Christian inspirational quotes, are super shallow, theologically inaccurate, and can lead your mind and heart astray from what our real focus should be. And before this sounds like, you know, I'm just getting super nitpicky and, oh, just, you know, calm down and let people feel inspired. Well, we're talking about God. We're talking about His awesome, perfect holiness that demands perfection that we can't give, but we're striving for more of Christ and more of Him, not to feel warm and fuzzy inside about ourselves. So when we hear these quotes, when we read these quotes, when we try to be lifted up by these daily inspirational quotes, which I know some of you are, you know, actively seeking out, we need to first ask the question when we read it, what is this telling me about God? What is this revealing about an attribute or a character of Him? What does this tell me about myself in God's eyes? And then how does this lift me up through Christ in the truth of what, you know, God has done for me? Because anything less is idolatry, because we're focused on ourselves and making ourselves feel well, as opposed to learning more and about Christ, dwelling more upon Christ, and having our mind focused on those things as opposed to just something that's going to make you feel good. An overinflated thought of yourself. You know, I say specifically Christian quotes because these, like all of the most dangerous, you know, lies or deceivement, are wrapped in truth. So, you know, on Instagram, you can find 1,000 pages of Christian quotes and memes and daily whatever encouragement. And some of them are right on, and some of them are, you know, they're all real simple and short. But they all just really are pointed at the Christian and not at God. It seems more like God being this whiny little person, or especially these like views of Christ, He's like begging for our love and begging for our attention. And that's a really stupid and dangerous place to be in a terrible view of God and Christ. But then there's the other ones, which, okay, this is a good thing to take note of. So we need to know our Bibles and know the truth of God enough to where when we read something like this, you are God's masterpiece. That's it. That's all it says. It might even quote the verse. I don't remember the verse, but it does say that in the Bible. But we cannot read something like that and go on with our day with that overinflated view, confident in ourselves, of ourselves, and about ourselves. Because, oh, I'm God's masterpiece. I'm something special. This is that fine line between a truth and a lie. And it needs to be thought of correctly. So when you read these things, yes, technically and truthfully, we are a masterpiece of God. But why? Because we were made in His image. We are good. We are righteous because of Christ's work on the cross alone. We are God's masterpiece because He chose us to believe. He gives us the gift of belief. He sustains our every belief in Him. And by His power alone will He bring us to the end and raise us up in full glory and to spend eternity with Him. So you see, when we read something like, we are God's masterpiece, we think, what a great God, what an awesome God, what a gift from God, that in Him alone am I worth anything. I wish I could remember more. I should have made note of a few more quotes I could pick apart, which maybe I'll do that for future messages. But you see how we should be inspired and encouraged every day in Christ. But again, that's in Christ, not in ourselves. Anything that is pointing to ourselves to feel warm and fuzzy, think about when you hear quotes. Try to think about God first in all these things. That's all I'm trying to get at. Think about God first. Think about Christ's work first. And then get on to being broken down to your face with that truth and then being built up through the love of God. Love you guys.